Okay, I'm calling the meeting back to order. The staff is passing out the House's response to the Senate offer, and we'll wait till people get copies.
What are we looking for?
We're getting closer. My God, we don't have enough for everybody, or what?
How big of a cut is that?
What?
Is that your writing? Is that you?
Yeah.
That's for Sam.
E4 amendment is
sitting here.
You get that?
Single purpose.
I don't have it.
Younger mayor.
That's a charter provision.
Those that may be appointed are.
That's a charter provision.
I don't really.
So that's a win?
Yep, I'm just waiting for people to get their copies.
Well, they should send it a little less coded then. I don't speak Senate-anese.
It really says between the lines, release the hounds.
All right, back to order. I will have the staff go through our offer. Mr. Strom or Mr.
Madam Chair and members, you have in front of you House Offer Number 3, dated 6:20 p.m. on May 12th, accepting the original House Offer and Senate Offer Number 3 with the following changes. See striking of Senate Shared Service, the homeschool provisions, and some striking of the additional funding that the Senate had for virtual education, RTI, Summer Success, and the Consultant for Shared Services, agreeing to some funding for Reading Corps and Math and Science Teacher Centers at $750,000 each. The funding for those provisions would come from a $1.5 million reduction in the MDE budget, which is slightly more than 3%. Then accepting the charter school agreement, accepting the implementation language with an increase from the House position to $450,000, the literacy DE4 amendment, and then the testing and growth provision with the A163 amendment, which would be changed to incorporate the first bullet point on the delay of standards, not incorporating the two-year short-term change, and incorporating the third and fourth bullet points, the computer adaptive rider, and the constructive response questions.
Any questions? Okay, if there are no questions, I will.
Madam Chair, I'm sorry. I would like to find out a little bit more on the. If you could give us an idea what the House. I think I know what the House feels about. The provisions relating to a couple of things, but maybe you could share a little more information as to where the House is coming from in the RTI program, and then also in the homeschool provisions. If there's, I mean, are we missing something? I thought we had come fairly close on the homeschool stuff. So I'm just wondering if you could share some little more information on some, you know, the House's provision on that, and just maybe you can help us out.
Senator Stump and members, all these financial positions that the Senate had in their last offer, of which we've taken two, were not in anything we discussed yesterday. So those are all just things we're seeing for the first time. We know they were in the Senate bill. They were not part of our discussion. So we're trying to be agreeable and open to taking a couple of them. The homeschool provision we took last time as a part of our global agreement where we got the New Minnesota Miracle. We took the scholarships and allowances, the consolidated levy, and we took the homeschool provisions thinking we were trading them for our integration provisions, and then we needed the money that went with both of those provisions in order to fund the scholarships and allowances. And now that we're not doing the scholarships and allowances, nor apparently our integration language, then we see no reason to do the homeschool provisions either. That's kind of where we are coming from.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair. How about the House's position on, and I believe the RTI was at least from my information, a program that had some successful outcomes. I guess I would like to step aside from the offer and just try to find out more information as to what, where the House, how the House feels on the program, I guess.
The House likes the program, but we didn't have new funding in our bill because we just had flat funding, and so we were not cutting anything, and like the Senate did, and hence we weren't adding anything by cutting other things. We just relied on the steady funding, which was part of our big message: no cuts, steady, reliable funding, and then less mandates and no new mandates. And so while there are a lot of things we like that we thought in this year when we didn't have extra money, then we weren't going to do extra spending.
Okay. All right. Any other? What, Madam Chair?
Senator Salzman has a question. Do you want to go first?
No.
Okay. Senator Salzman.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I appreciate that this is not baseline funding, and I think I go back to, again, that some of the provisions that Senate brought forward do have a cost, but do have a significant cost savings and fairly immediate cost savings that we've seen from school districts. So, again, I look at that as I know that there was some interest in the House that some of the members who worked on this, and I know the other thing that's interesting is that the House brought forward the new RTI language, and yet we're not going to fund the RTI Center, which, again, school districts throughout the state have seen incredible success. I know that next year there are a number of districts that are looking to implement this, and I'm very disturbed by this issue of trading, that I think the Senate has put a number of issues in our proposal that I didn't make hatch marks on a piece of paper as we negotiated the charter school bill. I worked with Representative Mariani on a bill that I thought was going to be good for charter schools, good for students, good for innovation. I'm concerned how well we serve the public when we put hatch marks down and start talking about what we win. Because when we do that, we're not doing the people's work. And so I understand that, but I hope that we also look at what are programs that in the long term are extremely cost effective. And I would say that, and I'm glad to see that you've looked at some of the language for the Reading Corps, because we're seeing great success with that program. And how do we just continue the status quo. We talk so much about change, and yet we always talk about change. We talk about reform, and when it comes time to doing it and looking at those programs that have been so successful, we're kind of turning our back on them, and that's very that's difficult. So while we do have base funding, maybe we need to look at how we're using those resources that we have most effectively.
Senator, Representative Mariani.
Well, Madam Chair, just on the Reading Corps and the Math and Science Teacher Centers, and Senator Salzman, you and I carried the Reading Corps bill, and obviously we're looking to get that additional money because, you know, I think it's over $3 leverage that brings, and so I think that is a good investment. It's going to translate into some direct help for our students because of the success that's happening. That's having across the state. Yeah. And of course, the Math and Science Teacher Centers is really part of the commissioner's efforts to try to breathe some new life into the standards in terms of providing up-to-date training for teachers in these areas across the state. And so both of those provisions, I think, do have some really meaningful abilities to be able to have as direct an impact on students' lives as possible. I just want to reinforce that obviously there, there's other issues here that folks could either be happy or not happy about, and we have disagreements about, but, you know, in those two areas, I think the legislature is saying that we are, in fact, investing in some real immediate, direct value added to K-12 students in our state.
The Senator Stump has asked if the senators could have about 10 minutes to go
no more.
So the House members, if you could stay right here. And we will recess until about 7 o'clock.